We are learning Maseches Bo Metzia, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots on the bottom of Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, around 7-8 lines from the bottom. It's there in the Mishnah, Helveyu Al HaMashkin, you consider a Shem Esocha. Someone lends money, he takes collateral. On that Mashkin, you consider a Shem Esocha, and he's Chayef Egneva Vaveda, and he's Chayef more than just Pshia. He's Chayef Egneva Vaveda like a Shem Esocha. So the Gemara, Leima Mastisim like Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer, because we have a Braisa, we have a Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. What is the din of the Malva when it comes to watching the Mashkin? The title of the Braisa, Malva is Chaver al Mashkin, V'Avad al Mashkin. Someone lent his friend money, and he took collateral, and he lost the Mashkin. The halacha is he should make a shvua that he was not Peshaya, and he's not Chayiv then. V'Yitom Yosav, he still collects his Chayiv, Dibri Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a Yachal, Leim Aloy, Klum, Levisad al Mashkin. L'maisa, I gave you a Mashkin. And that should go towards my Ava. Hava over the Mashkin, over Masecha. You lost the Mashkin. You chayiv v'gneva v'aveda. And if it got lost or stolen, you have to deduct that from the money. That's Rabbi Kiva holds. But the Braisa continues and says, Aval ve'u elav zuz b'shtar. If you lent 1,000 zuz with a shtar, v'niach le'mashkin le'ayim, that means besides for the collateral, you also had a shtar, divri akol over the Mashkin, over the Masecha. Everyone agrees then that you consider a Shem Masecha. So what's Pshat? So Rashi explains, Lefi the Gemara right now, the Machlek is like this. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the point of the Mashkin is, Lezakarin Dvarim Ba'alma, just to remember that there's a Chayiv. We don't want the Leiva one day to say, I never took that Chayiv, what are you talking about? So the Malva takes the Mashkin, look, I have your watch here, obviously you took a Chayiv, you took a loan. And therefore, that's what the point is. But it's not going towards the gevia, towards the payment. And therefore, you're only like a Shem Echidim, not a Shem Esacha. Mashenki Rabbi Kiva holds that you're holding on to this as a mashkin, as a guarantee for payment. And since you're doing that, that is worth money, and you consider it like a Shem Esacha. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. But they both agree that if you have a shtar already, so a shtar already serves as a Karan Balma, and it serves also as a Shiva Kakoyis, so there for sure, the mashkin, the point of the mashkin is to make sure you have some money to collect from, and therefore they both will agree that you're a Shem Esacha. And the Gemara is saying, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer, because our Mishnah is mashma, every mashkin is a Shem Esacha, not dafka with a shtar, mashma, every mashkin is a Shem Esacha. So it has that shtim Rabbi Eliezer, so it sounds like our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. So Gemara says, no, I feel the time of Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe our Mishnah could shtim Rabbi Eliezer. I, Rabbi Eliezer, holds that you're considered a Shem Echinam, not a Shem Esacha. No, because our Mishnah is talking about you took this Mashkin after, later on in the Hava, and then you definitely are taking it for Zikaron, because there, we all remember about it, we already went to Bezdin. You couldn't collect from you, therefore you took the Mashkin. Like Kasha. Can, when does Rabbi Eliezer say in the Brai said that Yeshua Mechina, Mishav Ashkonim, Mishas Hava, so you took the Mashkin by the beginning of the Hava. There, you could tie it was Zikaron, Dvaran, Ba'alma. But can, Mishav Ashkonim, Shlev, Mishas Hava, so. But the case of the Mishnah that says Yeshem Esacha, you took a shloiv shas alvasa. You took it after already you teveya in Bezdin, and you didn't want to pay, so you took it there. You're definitely taking it in order to ask, to make sure and to guarantee that I'm going to get payment, and therefore you considered a Shem Esacha. So we answer our Mishnah could be talking about every mashkin that shloiv shas alvasa. But frankly, Gemara is not true. But idi, l'chayra both cases now on top of Pei and Aleph, idi. Helveyu al mashkatoni means both the Brisa and the Mishnah both use lashon helveyu al mashkin. We're not talking about shloiv v'shas alvasai. We're talking about v'shas alvasai. So it's talking about shas alvasai. L'chayra, why are you a shem esacha according to our Mishnah? It must be our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara tries another way. Mahal. Gemara says no. Eloi kasha. It's not shver. Can the Brisa is talking about helveyu moyais? So since you lent money, so the malva didn't gain anything. So therefore he's not considered shem esacha on the mashkin because he didn't get any gain. But Khan, the Mishnah says, Yeshem Esacha, Shaveo Peris. The thing you lent was Peris. He took a mashkin on that. But since you lent Peris, the Malva gains for lending Peris, because he gets back in a few months fresh Peris. And his own Peris would have got spoiled. So therefore, he gains, and that will go, that gain goes towards making him a Shem Esacha on the mashkin. So Mar's answering, our Mishnah is going over the Ezeh. But on our Mishnah, there's a payment. The payment is, it was Shaveo Peris. Right, the Gemara, Pashto Kasha, but it's going to be safer. Rabbi Yehuda Ima, Helveyu Moyais is a Shem Echina. Helveyu Peir is Shem Esacha. So Mashma Tanakama holds even Helveyu Moyais is Shem Esacha. Mechala Tanakama, Lo Yishon Ali. There's no difference between Peir and Moyais. So you can't learn that Pshat in the Reish of the Mishnah. So Gemara, no, I could do a little bit Chesuri Mechshra. Kula Rabbi Yehudi. Betz and Mishnah is all Rabbi Yehuda. And this is your reader. Chesuri Mechshra, Vach Tani. Helveyu Al HaMashkin. If you lent money on a Mashkin, Shem Esacha. The halacha is Yeshem Esacha. Med var amurim shilva peris. When is that true? When you amava peris. Ava vo mayois. But if you lent money and there you're not having any gain, shoy mechinam. Then the halacha is, you consider it a shoy mechinam and not a shoy mesachar. By aval mayis, they didn't gain anything. Why? And where do we see that chilek? Shav Yehuda Eimer, aval mayis shoy mechinam. Aval peri shoy mesachar. You find Yehuda has a chilek. So you can learn the whole Mishnah of Yehuda, and it's taka of pshat here, that we are, the taka of pshat over here, that it's a shoymer, that's only a shoy mesachar by peris. And I, the question was, Yehuda says different? No, it's the same thing. I, Yehuda says different? No, it works out good because the whole mission is Rabbi Yehuda and all talking about Paris. So when are you Shem Sakha Dafka by Paris and not by Mois? And Rabbi Eliezer in the Brides talking about Mois. But Frank the Gemara, Yahweh comes out, Kama Lema Sis like Rabbi Kiva. It wasn't come out that by Mois is Shem Echinam. So it comes out the whole mission is not like Rabbi Kiva. And that's for sure no. Because like Rashi explains that all the Tanoim are always stoma like Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says Sanhedrin, but kula stoma stam mishnah Rabbi Meir, stam sifra Rabbi Yehuda, stam sifri Rabbi Shimon, but kula Rabbi Kiva. I think Rabbi Kiva. So I missed the hashim Rabbi Kiva. So if we're saying really you're a shem echinam like Rabbi Eliezer, so it's not Rabbi Kiva. That's worse. El machmarat the system like Rabbi Eliezer. Avada our mission is not like Rabbi Eliezer. So we're coming out of Avada like this. Rabbi Eliezer holds across the board you're a shem echinam. We're going to be chayzer from the whole chsuri mechzer. Rabbi Eliezer holds shem echinam. Rabbi Kiva holds a masculine Shem Esachar. And our Mishnah that says, Stoma, you're a Shem Esachar, is going according to Rabbi Kiva. And now the Gemara is going to go try to explain the Machlekes of Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. We said before, Machlekes, the Biar Machlekes is if it's a current Devarim Ba'am or for a Gevayne holding it for payment. But now the Gemara is coming to 3-4 different Pshatim in this Machlekes of Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. Until we come to the final one, which Rashi really mentioned in the Mishnah. Zakt the Gemara. Lema v'dloi shavi masculine Shir Zuzi v'shmul kamifiki. Maybe the whole machlekes was Rabbi Kiva is dafka in a case where the mashka is not worth the shir zuzi. But if it be worth the shir zuzi, even Rabbi Eliezer will be moida that lugavayna shakli. That's what Rashi points out, that if it will be the mashka worth the same thing as zuzi, even Rabbi Kiva Eliezer will agree. But here the machlekes says, but loy shal mashka shir zuzi. Uvi the shmul kamefagi. Dama Shmuel says, a big chiddush. Hayman de oise alfa zuz lechabre. A person lends 1,000 zuz to his friend. Va'anachle kata de magla layo. The mashkin was a kata de magla. That was the mashkin. The mashkin was a little handle of a sickle. So there, the halacha is, Shmuel says a chiddush, of a kata de magla, of the alfa zuz. He loses the kata de magla. He loses the 100 zuz. That's what he says. And That's the loss he gets. He loses the 1,000 zuz, rather. He just, even though this magla is not worth much, he loses 1,000 zuz. Because Shmuel holds the mashkin, if you lose the mashkin, then you lose the entire chay. Which is a mar dig a chiddush, your chay for the gneva aved on it, and not only that, it's considered all for your gavaina, for your payment. And that's the machlaikas, which means like this. Everyone agrees if the mashkin is worth the same much as the chay, you lose the mashkin, you lose the chay. If it's only worth part of it, Rabbi Eliezer holds your shemechinam. And Rabbi Kiva holds your Shem Esacha. Agav, the Rishonim ask a Rashi, so it comes out, if he's there, you could have said, I'm Mishra like Rabbi Eliezer, and say that it was worth the same much as the Chayiv. But Ayin Sham, Ayin Taisis, Ayin, the other Rishonim who talk about this question. Baal Kaponim, the more right now wants to say, Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva is in a case of Shmuel, where the Mashkin is not worth Shir Zuzi. So tomorrow, no, it's not true. We're not going to go with the big chiddush of Shmuel. If loy shavi mashkin shir zuzi, kuli am lesser Shmuel. No one holds a Shmuel. That's not the biyam chalik lesser rabbanon. So what is the biyam chalik lesser rabbanon? Ba'alch of a shavi shir zuzi. Here it is worth the amount of a zuz. The kamifgar of Yitzchak. The omer of Yitzchak. Menayin lebachoyev shekoyin mashkin. Heino bachoyev shekoyin mashkin. Which means like this. We're going to say it's worth the same amount. And Rabbi Eliezer holds a zikar and dvar and ba'alma, therefore you're a shem echina. What's pshat in Shmuel, the shem esacha? Because he holds like Rabbi Yitzchak. The omer. Rabbi Yitzchak v'nayin l'achayv is kind of mashkin. Heino b'achayv is kind of a mashkin. Shnemar says in the pasuk l'chati a tzedaka. It says if you give back the mashkin at night for the person to sleep with, so that's a tzedaka. Im ain't a kind of mashkin, not kind of mashkin. Tzedaka menolam. What is a tzedaka? So must be mekan b'achayv is kind of mashkin. Must be l'achayv is kind of mashkin. So therefore, since b'achayv is kind of mashkin, therefore l'fi Rabbi Kiva, you're responsible. And Rashi says extra words here. Shkayin a mashkin l'chol mili l'schayev b'ayntsim im chayev b'ayntsim. So Rashi right now, Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer, Mekatzel l'katzel. Let's hold your Shem Echinam, because it's a Karan Dvar Ma'amma. Rabbi Kiva holds your Kayin HaMashkin and Chayi Bo'intzim. Frank Toysvis, the Bryce says Mashma, just Ovdu. And also, the Mishnah says clearly, it's Shem Esacha. And we want to say in the Mishnah like Rabbi Kiva. So how can you say Chayi Bo'intzim? The Mishnah says Shem Esacha, not a Shoyal. So Frank Toysvis. Toysvis is printed on Pebez and Abez, Dir Masla Emer. Toysvis asks, that what's going on over here? So Toysvis answers that He holds not like Rashi. He holds you only chayiv shem esacha. Why? Because you're not mamish kind of the b'chayiv ainsim. You kind of you can karash isha with it, and that schus that you have that you kind of the mashkin to be karash isha makes you enough of a shem esacha. So that's what it means like Rabbi Yitzchak. So right now there's a second biyam machlekes. The first biyam machlekes was we tried was machlekes if you hold like Shmuel or not. Second biyam machlekes is if you hold like Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Gemara of Tizbara, Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't apply over here. Ema dar Rabbi Yitzchak b'mashke in shleiv v'shas avase. The whole Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha, we learned out from the pasuk. It's talking about a case where he took a mashkin shleiv v'shas avase. That's where he claimed the mashkin. Amashkin v'shas avase miyama. He didn't say a mashkin v'shas avase. And Rashi explains because the pasuk is talking about a case where Shliach Bezdin went and took a mashkin shleiv v'shas avase. So we're going now to the third pshat in the machlekes. Ella. Here we're talking about in our brisa b'mashkin mashkin shasavase. The mashkin was shasavase. Uvis shema aveda kamifiki. They're arguing the same machlekes as shema aveda. The itma we learned shema aveda. Someone's doing the mitzvah of watching aveda. Rabba make a shema chinam. You like a shema chinam. And Rav Yitzchak make a shema esacha. Rav Yitzchak is a shema esacha. Why is shema esacha? Because you are gaining that while you're doing this mitzvah, you're potter from giving an ani a pruta. It's called pruta der Rav Yitzchak. Therefore, that you're gaining makes you a shema esacha. Mashain kain. Rabba doesn't hold that. He holds you a shema chinam. So we're saying the same thing over here. Rabbi Eliezer holds Yishev Mechinim holds that you had a mitzvah of Hava and you were potter from tzedakah at that point. That's not enough to make you into a Shem Esacha. And Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yosef that you are a Shem Esacha. That's the B'yam Chalikis, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer. So now it comes out that Rabbo says Yishev Mechinim for sure can't hold Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds Yishev Esacha. So Vada Rabbo holds Shem Mechinim by Shem Aveda can hold that by a Mahavoy Yishev Esacha. Because Aveda is even a bigger mitzvah and he holds Shem Mechinim. But the one wants to tell you now, what about Rav Yosef? What about Rav Yosef? Could he stim with our Gemara? Lema the Rav Yosef Tanoi. Is Rav Yosef also a machlekes Tanoim? Like Rashi speaks out, Rav is a machlekes Tanoim. Is Rav Yosef also a machlekes Tanoim? That means, could Rav Yosef stim with Rav Eliezer at all? Zok the Gemara, yes. Lo, it's not a machlekes Tanoim, because B'Shem Aveda Kulei Amas Rav Yosef. Maybe B'Shem Aveda, both Rav Eliezer became hold by B'Shem Aveda, you're watching Aveda, doing a big mitzvah, and therefore you're potter from a pruta the Rav Yosef, pruta the Ani, and therefore you're Shem Esacha. B'Hacha, but here, B'Malva, Atchakam Ashkona Kamifagi. Here, it's not enough. Here, it's not enough that you gained that part of your race. Why? Because here the case was, the Malva needed the mashkin also. The case was, this mashkin, he was going to use it. He needed a hammer, and he took the hammer as a mashkin, and he's also using it, and he's enjoying that. Like Rashi says, the Malva tzarech mashkin l'shtamash b'ayv, lifsik l'aliyas p'ichas v'nachayv, v'haylich, and he'll take off some of the chayv. He needs it. And therefore, it's not such a big mitzvah. And Rekiva holds still a mitzvah. The mitzvah still helps you. So Marsavar mitzvah ka'avid, he did a mitzvah by Masha. Marsavar mitzvah ka'avid, shel ve'yu, v'hav Hashem Esacha. The Mice did a mitzvah, and mitzvah ka'avid, he didn't do enough of a mitzvah. Shel nosu miskavim, he did it for your own hanah. Therefore, it's not a mitzvah. The whole hava was not a mitzvah, because you did it to get the hammer, v'hav Hashem Echinam. You did the whole hava in order to be mishtamish to mashkin. And therefore, you're only Hashem Echinam, and not Hashem Esacha. So feed is beer. Both very keep revelations, both hold that regular case of mashkin would be called a shem esacha, just like by shem aveda. And they will hold the Rav Yosef. He did a mitzvah. He lent money. He did a mitzvah. But the machlokes is in a specific case where the case was where he needed the mashkin and he wanted to make the avah. There's not such a big mitzvah, and that's the shayla machlokes Rav Akiva and Rav Eliezer. So the bottom line is, our mishnah is going according to Rav Akiva holds that a malval mashkin is a mitzvah, and it'll come out that. And it's a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah in every case, because that's a Rekiva Shita. In any case, it'll be a mitzvah when you make Ava Mashkin. That's a mitzvah, it's Pruta Rav Yosef, that comes out the Maskana. One more Gemara. It said at the end of the Mishnah, Avashal Eimer, Mutter La'odam Lahaskir Mashkoinoi Shalani Liyachs Poiches Vahilach. The loch is that if you have a Mashkin V'ani and you want to help him pay back the loan, what you could do is you could rent it out, Liyachs Poiches Vahilach, and you'll deduct all the rent, or the rent that you're renting out, that money will be docked off the chayv. So this ani will be getting his chayv payback by itself. Amram Chanan bar Ami, well, look, Avashol, Pasuk Avashol. V'af Avashol le'amor, Ella, b'mara, it's a hole, a pasal, it's a different type of axe, v'kardoim, a hammer, These things, you could charge a lot of rent, but not a lot gets ruined. But something gets ruined very easily, then you shouldn't do that. Because basically, you're taking this guy's chayfetz, and you're basically using it, but since you're making so much rent, it's worth it for the ani. But if it's a type of item that gets very ruined, then you cannot do this eitz of avashal, even though you're doing it trying to gain for the ani, but you cannot do that because there, without asking him, you can't do this because here, it's not. There's a lot of pechsayu, it goes down a lot, and therefore, you're not allowed to do that.